Moscow, 1941. A City and Its People at War. By Roderick Braithwaite. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2006 by Roderick Braithwaite. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Roderick Braithwaite and Inkwell Management, and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. New Year, 1941. Much of his life and the lives of those around him had been lives of privation, ordeal, and struggle. That was why, in the end, the terrible burden of the first days of the war was unable to break their spirit. Konstantin Simonov, The Living and the Dead. Most Muscovites were happy enough to celebrate New Year's Eve in the traditional fashion. They had saved up to buy their vodka and decorate their fir trees, and now they toasted the future and their families, sang songs to the guitar, and played silly games like, "What have I got in my knickers?" Young girls looked into bowls of still water to catch a glimpse of their future husbands. People wrote their hopes and fears on bits of paper and then set them on fire. And when the divination and the drinking were over, they went out into the town to go to the bars and restaurants, or to walk in groups of friends to Red Square, to hear the Kremlin chimes and see the changing of the guard outside Lenin's mausoleum. The more prosperous party officials, soldiers, artists, writers, musicians, drank sweet champagne in their apartments, or celebrated in their professional clubs and places of work. The Stalin car factory laid on a party for the military. Heroes of the Soviet Union, military commanders, and ordinary soldiers, no doubt carefully selected, danced to the music of Johann Strauss and sang the Internationale. The central house of the Merchant Marine entertained the sailors.